In the summer of 1942, things looked grim for American forces in the Philippines. The notorious Bataan Death March took place in April, and most U.S. troops had left, focusing instead on the battles in Europe. The fight was left mostly to locals. Ordinary Filipinos hidden in the jungles and mountains led the resistance to a well-armed Japanese military. At least 1 million Filipinos would die. As the months dragged on, President Roosevelt tried to rally Filipinos to the American cause.
I call upon you, the heroic people of the Philippines, to stand firm in your faith.
In this radio broadcast from August 1942, Roosevelt asked Filipinos to join American forces. He also pledged independence for the U.S. Commonwealth after the war.
We shall keep that promise, just as we have kept every promise which America has made to the Filipino people.
One of those listening was a 19-year-old Filipino named Maximo.
My full name is Maximo Purisima Yang.
Today, he's 97 years old. He says radio broadcasts like this were a boost to morale in those dark days as he camped alongside U.S. soldiers.
When we heard that, all of us shouted.
When you heard it, you were happy.
All of us, Americans and Filipinos, were happy. We were shouting.
When the war broke out, he was working on a shipping boat and joined U.S. forces, transporting food and troops through treacherous waters.
When we arrive here at Puerto Galera,
I meet Purisima Yang at a busy donut shop in Manila. At one point, he flips over a copy of his military papers and sketches maps showing how his boat traveled at night to avoid Japanese fire.
First, Cebu.
After the war, he applied for U.S. recognition, but like tens of thousands of others, was denied.
When you write for compensation, they tell you our records are closed.
Did you feel like it's a broken promise?
Really, it's frustrating. Very, very frustrating.
The problem was that the U.S. Congress passed a law in 1946 that stripped veterans' benefits from most Filipinos. That year, the Philippines became an independent nation. To this day, many Filipinos have been shut out.
They are almost at the end of their lives, and yet they are not receiving anything.
Perla Teves is the daughter of a Filipino veteran and an advocate in Manila. She says out of the more than 250,000 Filipinos who fought in World War II, fewer than 7,000 are still living in the Philippines.
All of them are sick. They are living in their twilight years. If the U.S. government still plans to give remuneration to these unrecognized World War II veterans, they better make it fast.
The U.S. response so far has been piecemeal. An immigration law in 1990 offered citizenship to some. A fund set up in 2009 gave a one-time payment to others. Still, thousands continue to be left out.
I don't have a good reason for why it's taken this long.
Brian Schatz is a Democratic senator from Hawaii. He's introduced a bill that recognizes everybody who fought in the Philippines and makes it easier for them to document their service.
These soldiers fought under the American flag because they believed in our shared ideals. They bled for us and for our ideals, with the understanding that they would be treated like American veterans.
The bill has bipartisan support, but it awaits action in the Senate. Meanwhile, the last of the Filipino veterans continue to wait, more than seven decades after President Roosevelt called on them to join the fight for freedom. I'm Dorian Marina.